Thank you for listening to Shutter the Dark podcast with James Brown. Today, we're going to be studying seeking knowledge and wisdom. Through learning scriptures, we are going to talk about seeking that knowledge and building wisdom. Know that I talk a lot about praying and reading the Bible. We have to gain knowledge in order to be discerning. Knowledge is not the top factor in growing in wisdom. It helps, but it's not the top factor. We can gain a lot of knowledge and still not gain any. We do have to read God's word to begin the journey to having sound judgment, which is not based on our opinion, rather God's judgment. Gaining knowledge is important and valuable, but if we don't gain the right kind of knowledge and go to the great prophets of this world and stop there without the Bible, the biblical principles, and building our relationship with God, then where are we? We are lost. It's that simple. Without God's foundation, we have went nowhere. Developing our knowledge with wisdom of God must be our starting point. Truthfully, I buy more books than I could ever read, possibly in a lifetime. All those books will never give the gift God gave us. That gift is the Holy Spirit. When we pray, read our Bible, build that relationship, get closer to God, God gave us the gift upon salvation, the Holy Spirit. The only way to do that is building a relationship with God, being open for instructions. We have to listen for God. God gave us some Bible verses that are important to this particular subject where we're wanting to not only seek knowledge, but to gain wisdom. And of course, we have to stay focused that we're not just simply gaining knowledge. We're doing it right. One of the first verses is Proverbs chapter 8, 10 through 11. Take my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choicest gold, for wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2 through 7. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. God puts a lot of emphasis on instruction. Listening to Him, listening for God to speak to you through the Bible, through what He's given us as an instruction guide. This is so important. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When we fear God, we follow God, we read the Bible, we pray, and we ask for instructions. That is how we can grow in wisdom. That is how we can become more discerning. Age does not have a bearing on this. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 13. A poor yet wise lad is better than an old and foolish king who no longer knows how to receive instruction. This is how important instruction is. Gaining wisdom, having that discernment, and being able to break all this down so that we can follow God. One of the other things that is very important by gaining instruction, by reading the Bible, by praying, by asking for the Holy Spirit, is avoiding deception. Today's world, with the abundant information and all the different influencers and influences, discernment helps to identify misleading or harmful messages. Not just messages, TV shows, movies, all these things. Pastors, churches, people who call themselves pastors, but yet they have no idea what the Bible is. Please study this. Be in prayer and seeking on your journey through the Bible. There are many things in the Bible that are against man's wisdom. Our wisdom without God is useless. Use the biblical principles and read the Bible. Our own wisdom is useless. How can we instruct ourselves? How can you be the person you want to be in Christ if you don't seek God first? Our mission is to love and to bring people to salvation. One reason people don't want God is they don't want wise counsel. They follow their own reasonings, their own lust, their own sin, and they become lost. Saddest part is salvation is lost to them if they refuse to accept Jesus. Imagine thinking you're so smart that you want to face hell because accepting instruction, accepting God, reading the Bible, and praying is such a hardship that you want to follow your own reasoning. That's sad. That's very sad. But today, I wanted to keep this short. I wanted to keep this focused. What I want you to do is go out and read Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Read Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 8. Get some more context to these verses, what God has to offer, and also look up verses that are similar or what God has also put in the Bible. Take some notes. Personally, I use Notion. It's a free note-taking software. You can use Notion as you're reading the Bible on the computer and take notes about what you're seeing. If you have paper books, it's the same thing. You can take notes either on the computer or write it down. I just kept losing my notebooks. That's why I went to Notion. Thank you for listening to Shutter to the Dark podcast. Study God's Word. God bless you and your family.